that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This NFL Week 6 recap edition of Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best NBA bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd is challenging you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contests. There's $3,000 up for grabs in their season-long contest and $200 every week in their weekly contest. Just head over to oddscrowd.com to sign up now. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hi, this is Merrill Hodge, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner of picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
I'm donning the shades. I got shades on. Got a clean cut. We don't need to stay ISO'd for too long. I mean,
our future is not bright, so that is not why the shades are on.
Rest in peace, me winning the big boy three times in 5 weeks because I failed to enter. Had the highest, would have had the highest score.
Ryan did not win his personal DFS tournament with some of the listeners.
Tony Soprano needs to be almost a ferry service out to the middle of the Atlantic. The carnage that has to take place
for the Danny Dimes turnover totem, Ryan. Tough day for the turnover totem.
Not only the totem. Look, what wood floats? I don't know if Ivy League gingers do. So
can we give the turnover totem a Viking funeral? Light it on fire, push it out into the ocean, just like Danny would have wanted it. Wild day again. I mean, super, super chalky. Not a great day for sharps like us, Ryan, because none of the dogs came through. I'm looking at the dogs. The Raiders, they hit, and that's about it from the early slates, with the exception of the Jags. It was all favorites. I can't remember a chalkier week in the National Football League. I'm sure the books got killed. Sharps like ourselves, tough day for us in the office. I did hit my three team tees: KC, Pitt, and Rams -4. My lock of the Bills is still alive, so some hope for the week, Ryan. As we close things out here, we're gonna recap a kind of crazy week 6. I don't know if there were a lot of great games, but there were a lot of like interesting finishes. We'll get into those, and then of course closing things out with our Monday night props. We're gonna win it all back by nailing some first touchdowns.
Duh.
But before we get to that, want to shout out the presenting sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That's right, WynnBET. Oh man, can you imagine if you got down on the Win betting app with some in-game wagering when the Seahawks were up 14-0 again? Or sorry, the Seahawks were down. Steelers were up. That was a perfect time to buy the Steelers. get them in game and win bet, man. They got it all. Player props, nice parlay boosts, every sport, obviously, but the in-game stuff is really, really fun. And the best part is a $1,000 risk-free bet. That's right, $1,000. Make sure you head over to winbet.com or download the Win Betting app. Download Bet Win. It's a three-part strategy. If you want to win big, make sure you bet over at the Win. Wild, man, where do we, someone in the YouTube chat is telling you to take your shades off, Ryan, but it seems like you play by your own rules. Why don't we start with,
I need my shield up right now. All right. this is too raw.
It's too real.
Did you see what happened?
It was a bloodbath. Still,
I mean, they were honoring the 2011 team at the half. Sean McVay came in there with his stubbly chest. And Joe Judge took it.
Yeah.
And Jason Garrett took it. And everyone on that team, not named Danny Dimes, took it.
Well, you know, I mean, Danny Dimes also sucked. Ryan. He played pretty hard.
Offensive line didn't play for him today.
All right. Let's start with the Sunday night game and then wrap through all the other games. Steelers 23, Seahawks 20. They did not get the cover. Oh, man. And we are opening the phone lines up on Twitter Spaces. If you want to nominate someone to shove in a locker, feel free to give us a call on the Twitter Spaces. I feel like Big Ben, I know he couldn't fit in a locker, but he deserves to be shoved in a locker. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Sean, what are you doing betting on Big Ben? You knew he was washed up. Yeah, I know, but you just needed a little out of Big Ben to get this done, to get the cover. They were up 14-0. I mean, that fake throw that he clearly fumbled was horrific. Watching him throw during the game, I had an epiphany, and that epiphany was I was like, this throwing motion looks familiar, and it reminded me of my dad when, even past his prime, where he couldn't throw a football 30 yards, still insisted on playing all time quarterback, where he has this like wind up motion, but never really uncorks it. He's like winding up for 15 yards throws. It's insane.
He understands it's important to get the torque, so you don't hurt your back. I mean, I appreciate it. And by the way, I mean, he still does. He's still a dapper looking man. We shouldn't come at him too hard, Sean. Maybe his on the field skills have diminished, but his looks are still there.
And it was really funny. Jamal Adams, of course, in the intros identified himself as the best in the nation. And then I mean, there could have been a game ending interception that hit him right in the face. I mean, Big Ben, it looked like he was throwing it at him. That was like the only ball Ben Roethlisberger threw all night that had any sort of zip on it. And it was right to Geno Smith, hit him right in the face.
Just so many questions after that game. I honestly watched the first part of the game and then went off to eat some dinner with the family. Mm. And it was 14-0. It looked like, all right, the defense is going to do to Geno Smith what I expected. And you know, the offense is moving the ball.
And you knew that Geno turnover was coming when they finally got that strip sack. Like, but why couldn't it come earlier?
But for them to come out of the half and just play bully ball for a quarter, like play the X-Files music. But you want to tell me, like, the people that think the NFL is fixed, this is why. Because out of nowhere, like Pete Carroll in the, like, this is what makes me believe Pete Carroll is really just a fucking motivator of men. He got these dudes to come out and they couldn't do anything against the Steelers. Geno Smith.
Yeah. And
I don't understand football sometimes.
It'd be one thing if he was like randomly lighting them up, but no. They just ran it down their throat in the second half. And if you're the Steelers, you know they're going to do that. You have a decent front seven. They play for the majority of the game, they played pretty physical. It made no sense.
There was a scene in the final episode of this week's NFL, the league. Where Russell Wilson, who by the way looks very small without the pads, without the flak jacket, walking on the sideline, looking confident as fuck, knowing Geno Smith has this. Like, what world do we live in? 2021, and Geno Smith has some road drip non-conference swagger to come into the Steelers' house. All those Hall of Famers there, Sean. I don't understand football this year. I'm broken right now.
Yeah. All right.
Oh wow! All right.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I'm just return the serve. I don't know.
No, I get it. I'm with you. I I don't know what to make of that. Bucks. Let's get back to the Thursday night game. Bucks 28, Eagles 22. Eagles easily got the cover, never in doubt. No, yeah. I mean that was a that was another weird game. Eagles kind of made a run for it at the end. There was a horrific taunting call. I mean, Brady probably would have ran out the clock regardless there at the end of the game, but that taunting call that they gave them the free 15 yards,
pretty bad.
Yeah,
objectively, pretty bad.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. Hurts struggled, but I mean, really, like. Certainly not giving Hurts a pass, but also Sirianni, you run the ball one time in the first half. Miles Sanders, 9 for 56. Like the guy is running well, and you have to give your offensive line a chance. Like again, Kelce is the only guy starting in his normal position. He's the only like starting offensive lineman that we have playing his position. And you're just telling the defense, hey, just pass rush the entire game. We'll figure it out. And then eventually in the second half, Hurts starts scrambling around, chucking up prayers. Doing it with his legs, but you can't even evaluate Hurts because the defense just knows they're gonna throw the ball every time. It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, only thing I would add to that, Tom Brady, 0-7 primetime against the spread.
Tom Brady against the spread primetime curse continues.
I didn't share it publicly, but I did have a private wager on Bucks will win by 1 to 6 points. That felt really nice to hit because it was like, oh my God, this is
that. Well, what did that pay?
I think it was like 260, maybe the price, 280, something like that. But yeah, I mean, this Bucks team, it's going to be hard to see them lose. I mean, they're able to pull shit out of their ass because Tom Brady can pull shit out of his ass. He's got a million receivers. They're going to need a bunch of injuries, or the defense is going to need to loot like a couple more people because even. But yeah, I don't know. Sirianni needs to hand the ball off.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so weird.
Step one, start running the ball. I mean, I get it.
Wasn't that his gimmick? He was the three running back guy from Indy.
Yeah, I
don't. Wasn't he the he wanted?
And I get you're doing some RPOs, and Hurts is going to run the ball. That's fine. But you have Miles Sanders. You have Kenny Gainwell. Like they've. It'd be one thing if you're getting zero out of the guys. 9 for 56. That's 6 yards a carry. Yeah. It's insane. And I know they have a bunch of other issues, but start there. And then let's see what happens. I'm not saying run the ball. I'm not like Colby advocating for like the wing T and, you know, not throwing. I get it's a passing league, but even the teams that pass a bunch, they still run the ball 30% of the time, 40% of the time. It's goddamn insane.
But I mean, we thank you Sirianni for going for two.
Yes, he did. Appreciate that, bro. It's a nice analytics play. Congratulations, Sirianni. Take the highlighter off your visor. Come on. You look like a punk. Dolphins 20, Jags 23. I made the mistake of backing my boy Tua. Oh, man. Tough times for Tua. He threw a really bad interception. Just in case you were on the fence on whether or not Tua sucked, after the game, Tua had tears in his eyes. Quote, "It doesn't matter how I played, we lost. Right now, it's tough in the locker room." I would argue it does matter how you play because you're the starting quarterback. I think it does matter.
Thought he was island strong. I'm reevaluating the Tua situation. We're starting to see enough of the sample size.
Well, and we know Tua sucks. And sorry, Zach. All the Miami fans that have popped up in my mentions.
Well, they got a top five pick at least.
that is secretly the best part of my Sunday was that not only did the Dolphins lose, but they lost to the Jaguars. So now the Jaguars and the Dolphins are tied for the second pick overall, but they have the tiebreaker over them because they lost to the Jags. You know. So now the Eagles have the Dolphins right now. It would be the second pick overall. They gave them that pick so that they could select Jalen Waddle, who, you know, he had a good day, 2 touchdowns. But is he that much better than Devonta Smith? I don't know. I don't think so.
Legit sign of how bad things are. Sean is fully up to speed with all the draft tiebreakers.
Well, I mean, after every week it's tweeted out because the Eagles have their own pick. They have the Colts pick, which is still in the top 10, and the Dolphins pick, which is a top. I mean, we could have the number one overall pick for letting them draft Jalen Waddle over Devonta Smith. As much as I like to make fun of Howie Roseman, that would be a feather in his cap. I mean, I'm sure he's going to fuck it up, but still something to give us some Eagles fans some hope. My big takeaway though is Brian Flores, not a good coach. I was on the Brian Flores is a good coach, but you got to get this W. I know you've had injury issues. I know Brissett obviously, you know, isn't really that good of a backup, and Tua, you're stuck with Tua until you guys trade for Deshaun Watson. But I just haven't, you know, Flores, I always thought was a pretty good coach, a talent maximizer. I haven't seen that. And what really highlighted it was at the end of the game, the Jags ran a play where it was like a little slant over the middle, and they could have Miami. They basically, the receiver caught the ball, dove down, and Miami tagged him right away, leaving 1 second on the clock for the Jags to kick that field goal. Don't touch him. How do you not coach that up? You're a defensive coach.
I mean, perhaps when he goes back to New England, when he's been fired from this job, does he get to replace Belichick's kid, or does he have to go work for him? Like, does Belichick's kid go back to being like a positional
coach?
He's gonna
be like Belichick's son's barber.
Very unsettling to look at that guy. Still, I mean, it's just you can't get used to it.
Ryan, the Jags made their first field goal of the season
in London for their home fans.
Still haven't made one here in the States. That's kind of a funny stat. And apparently the kicker was a software engineer only a month ago. So still hope for you, Ryan, to get that 47 yarder in a game.
Professional.
If he can do it, who can't, right?
I mean, look, the Dolphins were banged up, Sean. They were pretty banged up. But I think it's unfair for us to not think about this. But perhaps Joe Judge and Brian Flores will be taking an early vacation, maybe a fishing trip.
Ooh, wow, Ryan! What? This is not a.
During the Giants' bye week, relax. I don't know what you're thinking.
Oh man, talking about Bill Belichick's son, he's got some wacky hair. I'm losing some of my hair, and thankfully, there's a great product that can help me keep my hair, hang on to the hair I have, AKA Keep My Hair. That's right. Keeps.com, baby. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. I need less stress in my life. These Sundays, too much stress. I'm pulling out what hair I have. First off, very easy to use. You get that nice virtual doctor consultation, medication delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave home, which is, again, you don't want to go to the doctor's office. You don't want to find parking and deal with validating parking just to have some guy go, hey, you're bald. You know, you're losing your hair and you want to hang on to the hair you have. Low cost treatments, they start at just $10 a month. Keeps offers generic versions as well. Discreet packaging, proven results, more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. And of course, with the Keeps with Keeps here, prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months, so make sure you act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's right, free. Keeps.com/SGP to get your first month of free. First month free. Keeps.com/SGP. Houston Texans 3, Indianapolis Colts 31. Kramer, you told me I would regret taking this Texans plus 10, and you were correct. This Texans team, kind of a frisky dog at home, but clearly not on the road. It seems like a different. We saw a different Davis Mills today, Ryan.
I mean, and we quickly touch on it, but Davis Mills falls couple spots in the rookie rankings. Perhaps is Trevor Lawrence number one on the board?
Of what quarterbacks?
Rookie quarterback rankings.
Oh no. Do you want to do that now? Rookie quarterback.
We're talking about Davis Mills.
Mac Jones with what I saw to Mac Jones today, that guy was a goddamn gamer. And if there's ever been a game that helps you win rookie of the year in a losing effort, I think it's what we saw to Mac Jones today. I mean, certainly that pick six hurt them, but then he came back with the answer at home. And I'll call out Belichick. I mean, Belichick, he didn't really go for the jugular. He kind of played it safe New England decided to, now this is on that surrender index that calls out the most cowardly punts. New England decided to punt to Dallas from the New England 46 on 4th and 3 with 7:53 remaining in overtime. Obviously it's tied 29-29. Surrender index 98th percentile of cowardly punts in the 2021 season. Come on, you got Mac Jones. I think they schemed up a pretty good plan for him, 15-21. You don't want your young quarterback throwing it 35 times a la Jalen Hurts. They ran the ball effectively. They really did a great job battling it out with the Cowboys. And then the
real
Cowboys
chowder just, head over here.
No, I mean, I thought they played a good game and then it just all fell apart in overtime. I mean, they had a great, response to the Diggs pick six.
They did. And I also found it fun. All the people on Twitter defending Diggs at, when he got burnt, saying that it was really the safety's fault. I mean, look, Mac Jones played well. The Patriots, God, how do they do this? You knew exactly how this game was going to go.
Yeah.
New England deserved to cover this game the entire way.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah. So we'll just get to this game. Dallas 35. New England 29. New England didn't cover the 3.5. If you had a 3.5 or a 4 going to overtime, you're feeling pretty good, especially the Cowboys not starting with the ball. Like if the Cowboys start with the ball, you go, okay, maybe they just get that touchdown and ice it. But the fact that the Patriots started with the ball means they only need a field goal. These goddamn Cowboys, they kept their 6-0 against the spread streak. God, that is probably the worst part of the season. Not only do the Eagles suck, but the Cowboys 6-0 against the spread. It's just goddamn horrible.
I mean, yeah, Jerry Jones shocked they don't get the trophy after 6 weeks. So
yeah, there's still a chance Mike McCarthy screws things up and they completely unravel. But tough beat there for us Pats backers.
Mike McCarthy with a fat belly is just,
it's a baby fucking wheel.
It seems
man.
Like there's gonna be some disruption.
Yeah.
A little bit. Anyway, apologies to Texans and Colts fans. Game was awesome.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to write home about.
If you listen to the DFS show, you were on the right part of that game. That was Taylor stacked with the defense. You're welcome.
No, that was a great stack. And Taylor Carson, really went off.
And Carson Wentz put up some points, Sean.
Yeah, he looked competent. I'm still skeptical. He can do it for an entire season. But yeah, at home against the Texans, that's his time to shine. Green Bay Packers 24, Bears 14. Oh man. Of course everyone is reacting to the clip of Aaron Rodgers getting the rushing touchdown saying, "I still own you."
It's true.
I mean, that
love
is
the, love the energy.
Kind of even though I was on the Bears, I you got to kind of respect that move guy. By A-Rod there. Another ugly game by Fields, but the defense played well, which I thought they would. Justin Fields started making some plays with his legs, man. They had a chance, maybe not to win the game. Cause it did feel like Green Bay was always going to come back, but that back door was certainly wide open for Justin Fields. Couple of just really hilarious plays, including one where he thought, and I don't know, I didn't really look at the replay, but someone jumped off sides, but they didn't end up throwing the flag. He threw up like a Hail Mary. And it was intercepted. So that was kind of the game in a nutshell. But I mean, moving forward for the Bears, that defense I still think is pretty legit. I mean, Devontae Adams had a couple plays, but I thought overall the defense kept him in that game. They obviously need more from Justin Fields to really compete, but I think they're in a decent spot.
I mean, I have a lot of questions because it seems like their offensive line is good enough, at least at run blocking, to like. Khalil Herbert, fifth round pick. He was productive at Virginia Tech. So not surprising that he can run, but the Bears offensive line was a problem before the season. It's been a problem during the season. And it seems like Justin Fields, I keep coming back to that preseason quote. The game felt slow to me. He looks slow. He looks slow.
Looks really slow.
His accuracy throwing the ball. All right. So here's my quick 2 second scouting report on Justin Fields. His short to intermediate, zero accuracy there.
Yeah.
Deep ball, no accuracy there either. His ability to scramble with his head downfield, zero. His ability to realize when he needs to tuck it and run, zero. He's not quick. He didn't run a four. That's not 4.4 speed. It's just not four. I don't understand any of this talent. He looks confused, almost like a guy, Sean, who struggled on the whiteboard. So we'll leave it at that. The Bears defense is clearly fucking good because they're keeping this rag doll of a quarterback in these games. He's horrible. He's terrible. He's clear to me. He's clearly the worst quarterback in this class. Still. Zach Wilson, he's right there.
I mean, him, Zach Wilson, Davis Mills, kind of battling it out.
And again,
I mean, Justin Fields makes plays, and we can't really say that consistently. I mean, I don't know. Not that he's that consistent.
We haven't seen Jimbo's latest Frankenstein, Kellen Mond, yet with the Vikings, but hopefully one day we will.
Kansas City Chiefs 31, Washington Football Team 13. Chiefs got the win and the cover. Kind of a game in the first half, and then Kansas City. Although Mahomes didn't kind of look amazing, threw some picks. Some were his fault, some weren't. Kansas City kind of still kept turning it over. Really, Kansas City's defense, I think, was kind of interesting. I don't know if it was just the ineptitude of Washington, but they played good enough, especially in the second half, to hold Washington to 13 points on the road after how bad this Kansas City defense has looked. I think that was really the big takeaway from here. I mean, Mahomes eventually got things going late, but that was for me kind of interesting. And if you're a Chiefs fan or if you have some Chiefs futures, you got to feel stoked about that.
I mean, it was a weird. The entire game, it felt like the football team should be winning. The entire game, it felt like the Chiefs looked bad. Patrick Mahomes didn't look. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It feels dirty that they get that Chiefs bettors got paid off today. In my opinion, a little bit. But Heineke just sucks. Like the football team
Heineke,
sucks.
Yes, very just not good times for Heineke. I thought he'd be able to. I mean, I played him in DFS. I thought he would, you know, be able to get something going. But just complete dog shit.
But even the I don't know.
D Bettis in the YouTube chat saying my 7-year-old son picked KC to beat Washington. I gave him $100 after the game. Hey, that's you know, D-gens raising D-gens over there.
Hashtag D-gens. Well, you gotta be careful there. They start to learn behavior like that.
If they keep giving out winners, that's a good Pavlovian response. If your kid gives you some winners, you get paid, son. I mean, family that bets together stays together. Ryan, that's what I always like to say. Ooh, propswap.com, man. Make sure you head over to propswap.com if you haven't already. Head over to propswap.com, use the promo code SGP. They're doubling up your money. Perfect time, especially MLB playoffs. There are a lot of futures tickets up for grabs. If you want to get into the futures market, perfect time to get in over there over at propswap.com. Use our promo code SGP, up to $500 in bonus cash over at propswap.com. I mean, again, that's where America goes to buy and sell sports bets. What more do you need to know? Also, make sure you check out PredictionStrike.com. Prediction Strike. It's the only performance-based sports stock market. Again, you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's almost like the Win, you know, got together with Robinhood. You're buying low, selling high. My Kenny Gainwell shares not doing so well. Hopefully my Dawson Knox shares go through the roof. Taysom Hill, he's on a bye week, but I got a Taysom Hill share because that was my free share. I think it's a random share. So if you like Top Shot, if you like some of the, I mean, if you're in the crypto market, and why wouldn't you be in crypto right now? Going through the roof, predictionstrike.com. It's that same kind of rush as your players' values go up and down. You can buy, sell, and hold shares of your favorite players. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you go to predictionstrike.com. Use that promo code SGP. Get a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20. That's predictionstrike.com. Promo code SGP. Taylor Heineke or Danny Dimes, who's better? That is a good question. Kramer, I'll let you answer that one.
That's a ridiculous question.
Meaning Taylor Heineke?
We're just going to address all the ridiculous questions now. Clearly it's Daniel Jones. Thank you. Let's move on.
What about, would you trade Daniel Jones for, this was a question going on in my group chat. Would you trade straight up Daniel Jones for Jalen Hurts? Ryan, question of the day, poll question. No. Feel free to chime in on YouTube, would you trade
no
Daniel Jones for Jalen Hurts? Straight up.
No.
Okay.
No.
People in the chat, would you trade Daniel Jones for Jalen Hurts? Please let us know. Tweet us your response at Gambling Podcast.
Yeah. If you want a floor guy, you get Hurts, I guess.
A floor guy? What do you mean?
Like a high floor guy. You want a high ceiling guy, you go Danny Dimes. Let's go.
But I mean, obviously he has not looked good. I mean, he's had some moments this year.
This was a horrible game. Up until this point, he's looked great. He's rated great.
Jalen
Hurts has put up fantasy points. I'm not talking shit on Jalen Hurts, but I think most people would rather have Daniel Jones than Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Let's see. We got one Hurts already. We're going to have to run this poll question because I think what I would say is, have we seen the best of Jalen Hurts? I mean, Jalen Hurts again, 10 starts into his career. I still think there's a chance he gets to a higher place than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, we're six games in, you know, we're in year three. I feel like we kind of know where we're at with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he looks great. The last two games before this horrible game, where his entire offensive line is not in there. So, I mean, look, the injuries is ridiculous. The receiver injury list is ridiculous, and there was a clear difference once Andrew Thomas went out of the game. So, yeah. Is the point of bringing it up to say that I should want to trade for Jalen Hurts?
No, I was honestly getting your take as to, I would still take Hurts over Daniel Jones because there's been a smaller sample size. So the idea that maybe you find something in there, like let's say Jalen Hurts in his third year, I think there's a possibility he's better than Daniel Jones with the right coaching, with the right game plan. I don't think Daniel Jones in 2 years, I mean, there's a chance he's not in the league.
There's also a chance that Jalen Hurts isn't starting for his team in year three. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, Daniel Jones, they're going to continue to start because of where they drafted him, not necessarily because of how he's played, right?
I mean, who else are they going to start?
Well, I mean, they could draft a quarterback.
They have two picks next year. That's what they're going to do if he's not the guy.
Right.
We'll see. I mean, the way things are going, the entire ship is going to be cleaned off. Maybe, hopefully, Merritt Kansas' brother too. That's part of the problem.
All right, nepotism. Let's get to this game. 38-11, Ryan. Congratulations. This game achieved scoreigami, a score that has never been. Try to keep it positive for you. A score that's never been achieved.
Oh, thank you.
In modern NFL history. I guess this was a game a little bit early, but got away from the Giants.
They were up 3-0, and then they gave up 38 points.
38 unanswered at home. Are you on the fire, Joe Judge? Someone put out a tweet that, and they actually, kudos to them. It was compelling enough or looked realistic enough that it got Joe Judge fired trending on Twitter because nice. People were reacting to it. Are you ready to give Joe Judge the blame yet?
Well, I mean, at some point there's clearly a problem. And like I've said, I think there's friend of the program, Nagels Bagels, also pointed out that the ownership ties to some of these characters is strong. And I thought that Joe Judge, being the puppet master, would show ownership. Hey, look at these guys. They're fucking asshats. Jason Garrett, asshat. But it doesn't seem to be working that way. So I don't know how the situation gets resolved. Can, like, firing a coach every couple of years because you make bad organizational decisions is I don't think the way to go. I would imagine he'll get some sort of, like, you know, offering. You can sacrifice, like, give me Jason Garrett. Like, maybe we fire Jason Garrett, but that wouldn't make sense because ownership wants Jason Garrett there. So I don't know what the answer is. I will say that I don't know why Joe Judge stopped wearing a hat. Maybe someone pointed out his hilarious hat tan line and he's trying to get it fixed by not wearing a hat, but he needs to wear a hat. He does not look, he looks like a pussy without a hat. He looks like you can look at his head and know he's a pear-shaped human who's not terrifying to look at. And I don't like the look, and they played like shit today. We didn't have a hat on. I'm gonna need to see a hat. I know you said Sirianni's a pussy for wearing a visor, or was it because of the highlighter?
No, the visor I'm fine with. The visor is a good look, but to like put three highlighters in your
you have to be confident about your head shape to not wear a hat out there, or just be Belichick and just look like the emperor and it doesn't matter, like your skin's just peeling off. But Joe Judge without the hat isn't working. Yeah, someone's got it. I don't, if they don't fire anyone, it like what are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish as a team?
Do they fire anyone in season?
This week?
Oh,
I'm saying if they don't fire anyone this week. But
they remind me of the Steelers. Like they're this aircraft carrier. They don't make rash decisions, Ryan. I mean, we saw the Eli Manning thing play out.
I got to imagine as an owner, Stan Kroenke, the guy who owns the Rams, is like a bit of a fucking lunatic, right? I don't believe he has a good relationship with the Maris, or maybe it's the Tishes, through something they do in entertainment. But I'm sure this fucking loss was annoying as fuck. Like, getting your ass beat, that sucks. Hearing everyone, like, this is where I do wonder, like, the billionaires must just live in a bubble, because how this motherfucker can't hear what people are saying. How he can't realize as a rich guy, of course, son of a rich guy, so he didn't know what it took to make money, but how he can't identify that Dave Gettleman might be too old to be in charge of shit. Like, he's close to take his keys away from driving. You know what I'm saying?
Is Dave Gettleman going to make these two picks that you're talking about?
No, that can't happen. Okay. It can't happen. It can't. I mean, I don't know how you can go through this week without firing someone. You just got embarrassed by Sean McVay.
Yeah.
That little twerp. Although I will say the Stafford prediction of mine is looking pretty good.
No,
you're welcome.
I thought that was going to take a little, I didn't think it was that easy. I'm holding out hope that it's just a regular season thing and they fall apart, but the Rams do look good. Carolina 28, Vikings 34. Man, this was a weird game. Generally, when you get the punt block like the Panthers did, you get the cover. However, oh man, I mean, so my man Sam Darnold on his own 2 yard line, down 8 points, manufactures a 98 yard drive, 28-26. When I bet it, I got Panthers plus 2.5. This was your lock, Ryan, and
what a roller coaster.
I just needed them not to get the 2 point conversion, and the game ends. I cover, all good. But like real losers, they get the 2 point conversion, go to overtime, then of course lose by 6 points. Kirk Cousins balling out of control. I mean, come on.
You like that?
Kirk. No, I don't. Shout out to Kyle. I know he's a huge Vikings fan. We've made fun of Kirk a lot, but a great performance by the Vikings. And we want to talk about how we thought Brian Flores was a good coach. Matt Rhule on the not a good coach block for me.
I got to do the digging for the next.
He's on the not good coach hot seat.
I'll have some numbers for week 7, but doesn't it feel like the team was exciting last year and then it just evaporated. And it feels like we're heading in that. You can't lose to Kirk Cousins. And this Vikings team, are the Vikings a threat now? Are the Vikings going to be the team that no one wants to see in the postseason because they can score and it seems like maybe they can play a little bit of defense? I don't know.
No, I'm still not scared of the Vikings, but I don't know. They're certainly a weird team, and if their kicker, of course,
going to Carolina and winning is impressive.
I mean, the Eagles did it.
And that was impressive. That long turf, I'll always be impressed when you go there and you take care of business.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dome team? Are the Vikings going to threaten the Packers?
I mean, certainly they would be the only team in the NFC North. Let's get to, well, here we go. Chargers 6.
No, no.
Ravens 34.
Tough day for me and Decker.
Yeah, Decker was in the studio hanging out with God's Eye. Just a brutal. Again, I mean, it was just a boat race from the beginning. I thought the Ravens would be the team on the short week after the overtime to be the team that came out flat, but it was the Chargers. And certainly there's that whole West Coast team on the early kick, but that trend doesn't even seem to be as strong as it normally was, but they just blitzed the hell out of Justin Herbert and he just couldn't handle it.
Strange game. You know, sometimes you see that you have those games where you just one team is ready and the other team is not ready for what the other team brought that day. And Baltimore seemed like, why you'd be surprised that Baltimore is going to blitz every down. I don't know.
They didn't have any adjustments.
They were confused. They didn't seem to have hot reads that worked, and everyone was double covered.
Well, and we saw it in that Cleveland game, and I thought it was kind of an outlier game, but they had a legitimate trouble tackling, wrapping up. They have a ton of talent, but we didn't see it at all in that Cleveland game. I thought that was an outlier game, but we saw it again here against Minnesota.
They can't fuck with teams that can run the ball. I mean, that's the problem.
No.
I think they built their team to beat the Chiefs and the Bills, and they neglected the fact that they have the Browns and the Ravens in their conference. And now, so maybe we won't see them struggle with too many other teams, because those happen to be two of the best teams in the league. But you know, Tennessee, you know, you're going to see a game in the postseason if the Chargers make it where they're going to play it's one of these teams, and they're going to this Madden style. Oh man, the old guys on the porch, him going for it on his own 20. Adam Archuleta, who by the way, horrible announcer, also extremely difficult to look at. Looks very creepy. He couldn't help himself. He couldn't help himself, but hate the decision to go for it on fourth down. I'm personally, I like it. I like the idea of going for it every time. But it looks horrible when you get your ass beat. Well, and you do it on your own.
He was right. Some of their play calling on those fourth downs, those fourth and shorts, pretty questionable. Yeah,
right decision, wrong choice kind of thing, or right choice, wrong decision, whatever that is. Yeah, I mean, now the Chargers, close your eyes special, I think, right?
Woo-hoo, look out. Back-to-back road games. Bengals 34, Lions 11. Ryan, I caved to peer pressure on this Lions game.
My bad.
And I was even thinking of putting out an announcement and changing my pick, because I got to Moonoff's ref report after we recorded the podcast, and it was a Sean Hockley spot. Sean Hockley is so good for the road team against the spread. Not that the refs made any impact on this game. It was a great game, although for Jared Goff sucks Island. And again, I appreciate all the feedback. We will get to your reservations. The number has been ringing off the hook. Following the Lions' latest loss, head coach Dan Campbell said of his quarterback Jared Goff, quote, "I feel like he needs to step up more than he has." So even Dan Campbell, Mr. Bite kneecaps, drinking 9 cups of coffee, he's all fired up about Jared Goff sucking.
Will Jared Goff be a Lion next year? Can they get rid of him?
I think part of it was in this. I mean, I would have to look it up, but I vaguely remember this kind of being a cap dump type thing where, yeah, we'll take Jared Goff, but if not, we can. I don't think he's there long term, because if they were tied to his contract long term, this was an insane trade.
It looks like he has $20 million coming in 2023, and $21 million coming in 2024. Cap hits of 30 and $31 million. Dead cap of only $10 million next year, yeah. $5 million the year.
But I mean, it's not like they have a bunch of other high price free agents, so I think they can get out of it pretty easily. The interesting thing, and obviously we'll get into this when we do the Week 7 picks podcast, but Rams Lions next week, Jared Goff revenge spot.
Let's go!
Oh man, that is.
We're gonna have a lot of recency bias to look at this week. I mean, the only game that was interesting early was Carolina Minnesota. Everything else,
I haven't taken a look at the look ahead line, but it's got to be. I think it's in LA. It's got to be 14 plus, right? I mean, if they're hoping to get equal action at all, it's got to be 14 plus, right?
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
All right. While you do that, Ryan, let's start talking Cards Browns. Another game I feel like was a bit influenced on. I should have stuck with my gut here on Arizona. I mean,
I told myself I wasn't going to fade Arizona.
Yes.
And I faded Arizona.
And even their coach was without missed the game, was out COVID. The quarterback coach also without, got COVID. They must have just lost Kyler Murray's test. But regardless, he went out, he played really well. And I mean, Arizona's just really good. Baker, I mean, again, Baker sucks. Not a Baker guy. I don't know why they were favored in this game. Kareem Hunt was dealing with the calf thing. Nick Chubb was a late scratch. We did think it did seem like when we picked this that Nick Chubb was going to play some.
Well, Hunt's out now for a bit, right? He did something serious.
He re-aggravated this calf thing. They briefly thought it might have been Achilles. It's not. Sounds like he's going to be okay, but he's going to miss some time. He's not out for the season. And Arizona, just man, what a game. Even, I mean, Cleveland hit a Hail Mary and then really wasn't in the game at all. That's pretty hard crazy. To hit a Hail Mary and not be in the game.
Just real quick, Lions Rams, what's your guess at the number?
I said 14.5.
13.5.
Okay.
It's gonna, that was the look ahead. It's gonna open.
Oh, four, yeah. Okay. That was the look ahead. Then it's gonna be 14.5 because they got to get some even action on this. We're all over this Raiders angle, Ryan. Raiders rallying together to play to honor John Gruden. No, I mean, it did seem like this Raiders team was fired up, dialed in, and not great for my Broncos futures because they look kind of fraudulent. But Raiders came in, played a really good game. Although I will say this, as an Eagles fan, going to the Eagles Raiders next week in Vegas, I feel like the week after the Gruden thing is a letdown spot for the Raiders.
Win too.
Yeah. I think this is, again, the Eagles have a ton of issues, but this was like an emotional game. They're dealing with all this, like all these distractions. And then they bring in this new coach and yeah, we're all rallying around Mark Davis. There are some Mark Davis haircut emails that the NFL is refusing to leak. Did you see this, that Mark Davis?
He definitely was referred to as a penis.
Mark Davis is suing the NFL or they're talking about suing him. Yeah. Cause he feels like it's a personal thing that they just did it for Gruden and maybe he's on to something. I still swear to God, if he didn't call Goodell out, I think he still has a job.
Look, there's 0% chance that Mark Davis was not mentioned.
How would he not be mentioned? I mean, anytime that guy's on TV, I mean, that haircut alone.
Imagine being so rich that no one can tell you look like a fucking asshole.
But you know,
and Raiders, then you just look like an asshole for your entire life.
Raiders played well, man, and it's not easy to win in Denver. So
Sean, give me nice a little win credit
for the Raiders, 34-24,
for coming in with a Derek Carr double stack.
Yeah.
Onions.
And I don't know what's happened to this Broncos defense. I mean, we kind of saw it against the Steelers, but they've just really, really fallen apart there. All right, let's get to the Monday Night Football prop bets. Before we do, want to shout out oddscrowd.com. The NBA is back, baby. OddsCrowd is doing a bunch of contests, including their NBA season long contest where you can win up to $3,000 in their fantasy betting contests. Make sure you sign up over there. We just put out two win total podcasts, Eastern Conference and Western Conference. Brought in some of the guys from the NBA gambling podcast to help us out with the over unders there. So that was fun. Check those pods out and then head over to oddscrowd.com. That's right, $3,000 completely free NBA season long contest and $200 weekly NBA contest as well. NBA is back. Over at oddscrowd.com. Just head over there or download the app, the OddsCrowd app, track your bets. But really, come on, man. The other feature I really like there is the free fantasy betting contest you can set up with your buddies. So if you know you and a couple friends want to have a nice little like ATS pool, I highly recommend doing it over on oddscrowd.com. Time for the Monday Night Football prop bets. A little late injury news. AJ Brown added to the injury report with illness.
What do you think illness is?
I don't know. I would guess stomach bug. Usually if it's COVID, you go on the COVID list. It's a separate list, but he was a late add to the injury report. So keep in mind.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen nothing that would suggest that there's any real risk, but it always terrifying when the guy shows up after the waivers run. Sean, you want me to give out my first prop?
Yes, let's do it.
Josh Allen over 292.5 passing yards. Minus 110. Yeah, I mean, I guess this could be a bizarro game where they are kept off the field by Derrick Henry and this plotting offense. I just don't think it matters. I think they could still drive quickly and put up yards in bunches. I thought about playing over 328.5 combined with the rushing yards, but I have a feeling they just shred them through the air. And if anything, this becomes a shootout. So I went over chalky. It's been a chalky week, so hopefully it continues.
Chalk, Monday Night Football. Chalk. I'm going the rushing angle. Josh Allen over 31.5 rushing yards. We saw it in the KC game. This is primetime Allen. He's not going to let them not get a third down.
So should I play the combined yards instead of just the
maybe
passing?
What's the combined yards?
It's like 295.5 plus 30.5 or whatever.
That's a fun one. I think, cause if he's not getting it in the air, he's definitely getting in the ground. He's gone over 31.5 rushing yards, 4 out of the 5 games. I don't see why he wouldn't do do it against his Titans defense, which is really pretty rough. So I'm all over that Josh Allen.
Yeah. Let's stay in with Josh Allen. Longest pass completion, 38.5 yards. Again, I think this Tennessee secondary, they are responsible for Zach Wilson's one good game.
Yes.
Now they're playing Josh Allen. Let's go. Again, maybe this is a bizarro game where their offense isn't on the field, but even in those cases, I think they strike quickly. So over 38.5 yards, longest pass from Josh Allen.
Well, Ryan, I'm playing the longest catch angle, and I'm going under on Anthony Firkser. I kind of like this.
Oh,
I keep hyping up this Bills Firkser defense. Milano now sounds like he is going to play there. It was close with the KC game, but now he is going to play. I like him to be able to hang with Firkser, at least like not letting up the longest catch. So I like that spot.
It is fun to say Firkser though. And he could be a fun guy later when we talk about first touchdown.
Yeah. He's on my first touchdown list, but I don't know. I mean, now maybe this is just an eye test angle, but I feel like they don't go deep down the field with him. Under 14.5 feels good.
Last year we saw him hitting those seams from time to time, but you're right.
Yeah. I just don't think he's going to be able to do it against this Bills defense. I mean, part of the reason I locked up the Bills is because I think their defense is really good. And I think they're going to make it not a game. I mean, Firkser's receiving yards, just complete yards, 19, 23 and 33. So I guess he's trending up, but still, like if you have 3 catches for 33, it's hard to get those long ones in there.
Great. Tannehill.
Yes.
Over 0.5 interceptions.
Ooh. Okay.
It just seems like, again, maybe it's a weird game where they're running the ball 45 times and they win with 40 minutes of clock possession, or maybe the Bills are scoring a shitload of points and Tannehill is having to throw a bit more than he usually does. So I'm going to play the odds. More throws means more variance, and it's Tannehill. And this Bills defense has looked pretty legit getting after the quarterback. And we saw what Arizona did to Tannehill. He had some moments. So minus 110 on over 0.5 feels pretty good. Yeah. Even money on the yes. I'll take that.
I'm going now he's hit this. I think he's 3-2 on going over this number, but I'm going under Tannehill passing yards. I think they're going to try and run Derrick Henry a bunch. I think AJ Brown, you know, the illness thing, throw it in with, I just think they're going to have trouble throwing against this Bills defense. I'm just really high on the Bills defense overall. So I'm going to take under 236.5 passing yards for Ryan Tannehill.
Okay. See, what would worry me is just purely if they just fall behind and it's just chucking it around.
Yeah, no, there's a garbage time element to this for sure. But, you know, even in that, I mean, they only let up 270 against Mahomes, and that was like a crazy game script. And he threw the ball 54 times. I don't see that kind of game flow. I think they're going to purposely pound it with Derrick Henry. So I like the under for that reason. Do you have a D-gens only prop bet, Ryan?
I do. And I thought I wrote it down, but let me pull it back up so I don't. All right.
Hashtag Degens only.
Well, we saw Sanders have some fun. We've yet to see Diggs have fun. And you know, this isn't the craziest prop out there, but you can get Diggs to have 150 yards and a touchdown at 10-1. And that doesn't.
Did you know his brother has more touchdowns than him? That's I hate to bring up a pro Dallas stat, but that's crazy that he has crazy. Two touchdowns and Steph Diggs only has one.
But if Diggs rolls out with 160 yards and a touchdown, like that's not crazy like some of these props we throw out. Like that's a first round receiver. So to be able to get 10-1 on that, I a little safer. Maybe this is closer to that investment banker who's throwing those 2.5 point of CDs at you. But I'll give you a 10-1 here, Sean. What do you got? I'm sure Sean went crazy. So
yeah, I mean 10-1. That's not really a D-gen only.
Okay. You can get rich on 10-1.
Yeah, you can. I mean,
you can,
I guess, but I'm going to give you a 28-1. Josh Allen will have 400 passing yards, 50 rushing yards. That's it. 28-1. Are you kidding me? I mean, he's coming off a game against KC. He did 315 and 59.
Okay.
I mean, we're not, it's like less than, I mean, you're what 80? I've been drinking, but what is that, like 84 yards off?
Yeah, it's not exact, but it's close enough to prove your point.
No, it's 80, 85 minus nine. let me do the math over here. 76 yards difference. Come on,
you didn't have to go back. You were close.
Yeah, come on. 76. Imagine a world where he has 76 more yards than he had in the KC game. Very, very realistic. And yeah, I mean, come on. That feels good. So that's it for the Monday Night Football prop.
You don't want to give first touchdowns?
Oh, sorry. First touchdowns. Sean. Everyone's favorite. I'll go first. Josh Allen. What?
I just, you know, your excitement. You went from forgetting to excited.
Josh Allen. 9-1. Double. Always got to throw Josh Allen.
Of course.
And Ryan Tannehill, 22-1. I mean, he's a guy, he hasn't had him recently, but he has a history of rushing touchdowns. And then I did go Firk Daddy at 28-1. Thought about Dawson Knox at 10-1. Price was a little low for me. Instead, I went Cole Beasley at 16-1, Ryan. What do you got?
I don't want to give out the same one. I also had Cole Beasley and Josh Allen. So I'll give you the pivot, which a little interesting because almost not rooting for the Bills offense to be out there because I essentially have three on the Titans. I went Tannehill for the Titans at 22-1. I went Pruitt at 50-1, Sean, 50-1, 59% of the snaps. He was out there last week. He's 50-1 on first touchdown there. Josh Allen 9-1, and for the second one, I'm going to throw the Bills defense in.
Ooh,
I've seen you like the Bills defense. They're clearly opportunistic. I feel like all of McDermott's defenses are like this, and I think Tannehill has been giving teams opportunities. So I'm not going to take a second offensive guy for the Bills because I think they're all too. It's too chalk. You could be cute and go like Gabe Davis or McKenzie, but they're just not going to get the ball. And so you took the longest guy who I think is like legit, and that's Cole Beasley. I like that play, but everyone else is so chalky. I'm just going to play the fade Tannehill angle and hope he makes a mistake. 28-1. Normally defenses are 25-1. I'm shocked to see it's a better price than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Titans, by the way, are 40-1.
Defense, yeah.
Which is
45 boxes. ZD on YouTube pointing out victory formation, a QB rushing yard killer. I know a lot of people got robbed with the Brady over under rush yards because he had 3 yards against the Eagles and then did 3 kneel downs and lost it, or 2 kneel downs, whatever it was. And the total was 1.5. So
it's a really horrible.
I got a really bad beat on the Super Bowl, the Patrick Mahomes, where they won, because not only did he kneel, he like grabbed it and ran backwards. It was motherfucker. Like
5 yards.
Still pissed about that. Patrick Mahomes,
dickhead,
coming for you. You owe me some money.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling
Make
podcast.
Sure you drop a nice 5-star rating and review for your chance to win some sweet SGP gear every Monday, AKA Merch Monday, we will be back with the college football podcast coming out. Then DFS, of course, NFL. Make sure to check out the NBA gambling podcast. NBA season heating up, and we just cranked out some win total pods as well. Catch up on those. For Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the money green, and he is Ryan.
If you really wanted to get crazy, you could take Pruitt to score a touchdown in both halves, 80-1. I wouldn't be too mad at you.
Kramer, let it ride.